We haven't forgotten about Burisma in Ukraine. We haven't forgotten about what Adam Schiff did. We saw that with the attack on self-government. I call it the soft coup against President Trump with the impeachment about nothing over that so-called Ukraine phone call, right? Where President Trump was concerned about corruption tied to Ukraine, A, in the interference in the United States elections in 2016, and Joe Biden's efforts to cajole, bribe, extort Ukraine into firing a prosecutor that was potentially investigating, if not investigating at the time, his son's companies. Burisma. And Adam Schiff manufactured an impeachment against him, again, based on nothing. And it started in part based on agitators within the intelligence community who, in my view, misstated a call, because the call was perfect, as President Trump says, between him and his Ukrainian counterpart, related to these corruption issues. And no one wants to investigate these folks who tried to undo the presidency and overturn the presidency, overturn an election, and have, in effect, rig an election, because that impeachment was about protecting Joe Biden. They went after President Trump for going after and export and exposing Biden corruption that he was right about. And some of the details we weren't allowed to talk to you about, and I don't know if I still can, like the name of the alleged CIA person involved in this targeting of Trump with Adam Schiff. Because as last I checked, if I say his name on YouTube, they'll take the video down. I'm not even sure what the censors over at Facebook are doing. I mean, we're on all the platforms, and it wouldn't be an issue on X or Rumble or Get Truth or True Social, whatever. But I don't want to have the video taken out, so I'm not going to mention the name, but you can look it up. I mean, this is what last time we talked about Soros operatives going to visit this guy in the White House, and YouTube took it down, and I was complaining about it a few years ago. Here's the tape.
Hi, everyone. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton here with some breaking news. Judicial Watch's YouTube video on the alleged whistleblower was censored by YouTube. It was taken down, supposedly because we mentioned his name, even though we just reported on information we had received or observed in government documents, Obama White House visitor log. So we talked about all the visits he had and who he was meeting with. But that was too much for the YouTube people and too much for the leftists who are trying to protect the coup. So the video is available on Twitter and on Facebook, so you can find it there. But this censorship shows you how serious the coup is. It's undermining all of our freedoms, but we'll keep on fighting. Thank you.
And it's continuing. I mean, I'm gonna have to edit the name here. I mean, you can see the video or see the name in the lawsuit that's linked below. And it's still relevant because Burisma and the connections there are under investigation still. And we're not going to back down. We push back. We asked for documents about this guy before, and the government told us, so you can't have anything. I mean, previously we had a lawsuit about, what it was the lawsuit for? We sued the DOJ in December of 2019. We sued the Justice Department and CIA for communications between this guy, whose name I can't mention, we'll call him Voldemort, right? And former FBI agent Peter Strzok, former FBI attorney Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, and or to special counsel's office. That was Mueller. In both cases, the government refused to produce records, refusing to confirm or deny the existence or non-existence of responsive records, because confirming or denying the existence or non-existence of responsive records would reveal information protected by the CIA Act, namely existence or non-existence of an employment relationship between the agency and this person, and would constitute an unwarranted privacy, unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. So a man who helped impeach the president, who works for the intelligence community, we're not even allowed to say his name on YouTube, and the government won't confirm he even works for the government because he has a privacy interest? I don't buy it. But, you know, the courts here are deferential to the government, especially the CIA. When the CIA says this is a secret, rare is the federal court that will say otherwise. But what I love about Judicial Watch is that we are relentless. And we don't, we may take no for an answer because we have to, but we're constantly pushing for the information any way we can. And we had asked the Defense Department for records about this person and what he supposedly said to someone else in the White House in the early part of the administration of President Trump. We asked for any and all records submitted by a U.S. military officer assigned to the National Security Council to his superiors relating to a conversation he overheard circa January 2017, which is the beginning of the Trump administration, at an all-hands NSC staff meeting between CIA analysts blank and blank. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say their names because YouTube, Google Inc. will censor us to help Joe Biden and hurt Donald Trump, regarding trying to, quote, get rid of then-President Trump. So we basically want to know what the Defense Department knew about this meeting, because there was a story written by Paul Sperry, the investigative journalist, and this is what he wrote about what had happened. Barely 2 weeks after President Trump took office, the CIA analyst whose name was recently linked in a tweet by the president and mentioned by lawmakers as the anonymous whistleblower who touched off Trump's impeachment. Now, this is the first impeachment. The second impeachment was trying to throw him out of office for daring to question an election. Was overheard in the White House discussing with another staffer how to remove the newly elected president from office, according to former colleagues. Sources told Real Clear Investigations the staff with whom blank was speaking was blank. Both were Obama administration holdovers working in the Trump White House on foreign policy and national security issues, and both expressed anger over Trump's new American First policy, foreign policy, which was a sea change for President Obama's approach to international affairs. At the meeting, two national security employees, the unidentified military staffer, who was seated directly in front of these two, confirmed hearing talking about toppling Trump. After Flynn, Mike Flynn, General Mike Flynn, he was then the National Security Advisor, briefed the staff about what America First foreign policy means, this CIA guy turned to his colleague and commented, "We need to take him out." The staffer recalled, and the other guy replied, "Yeah, we need to do everything we can to take out the president." Added the military detailee who spoke on the condition of anonymity, by taking him out, they meant removing him from office by any means necessary. They were triggered by Trump and Flynn's vision for the world. This was the first all-hand staff meeting. They got to see Trump's national security team, and they were huffing and puffing throughout the briefing anytime Flynn said something that they didn't like about America First. He also heard this CIA deep stater tell his colleague, "We can't let him enact this foreign policy." But what, and you know, that this is no surprise, right? Because this is the way the deep state acted throughout and tried to basically destroy Trump from within for years. Talk about sedition and insurrection. Alarmed by their conversation, the military staffer immediately reported what he heard to superiors. And Paul mentions how in November 2019, we reported that among those visiting this CIA analyst ensconced in the White House were several officers in leftist George Soros organizations. And that's where YouTube censored me, and you, and Judicial Watch. Now, we've asked the Defense Department for these records, because the DTLE said I talked to my superior. So are there records of him reporting this attack on the president? Why is the Defense Department holding this up? As our lawsuit details, oh, I thought we had it in there, but I guess we don't. Well, anyway, they've been sitting on this for over a year. I think they started, they acknowledged receipt in the beginning of 2022. Maybe 23. No, it's 23. And as I note, the intelligence community targeted Trump for removal for daring to question Biden family corruption and election interference tied to Ukraine and Burisma. The Biden Defense Department sitting for over a year on this simple FOIA request on the deep state targeting of Trump. It's a cover-up, plain and simple. It's a cover-up, plain and simple. But, you know, we haven't forgotten about Burisma in Ukraine. We haven't forgotten about what Adam Schiff did. He's running for the Senate now. He's leveraged his work trying to destroy the Republic and attack Trump through impeachment coups into increased popularity in California, which is largely controlled by the left, at least politically. So he's going to be, I think he's likely to be the Democrat nominee or the leading Democrat for the Senate there in the election later this year. So it's relevant to issues about him. He's a politician, and what he did on related to the Burisma impeachment was corrupt, was designed to protect Biden, and he was willing to destroy our republic to do so by removing the president on a pretext for daring to raise questions about Burisma. So this is not only about the corruption of the deep state, it's also about the corruption of a powerful politician and politicians on the Hill, Adam Schiff, Nancy Pelosi, and company. So we're all supposed to forget about this, right? Trump gets abused. Our system of government is attacked. But let's move on. Let's just pretend the fight is about how much money we want to spend in Washington, D.C. It doesn't matter. The politicians spending the money are tearing down our country. That money is regularly used to destroy and undermine the ability to govern ourselves by giving agencies like the CIA operatives protection to target a president, take him out. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.